This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all accused in the 2008 Marigaon blast case, including MP Pragya Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit and others. On September the 29th, 2008, six people were killed and several others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in Malegaon city, Nasik. The Malegaon blast case was the first case with the Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad. In 2011, the National Investigation Agency took over the case. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by opposition members over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, demanding rollback of the special intensive revision of the electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. Earlier, both houses congratulated scientists for the successful launch of the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite. While congratulating the scientists, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said this satellite will prove instrumental in studying global ecosystems and marine regions.
इस मिशन का उद्देश्य वैश्विक लैंड इकोसिस्टम तथा समुद्री क्षेत्रों का अध्ययन करना है हमें अंतरिक्ष वैज्ञानिकों की इस कृष्ट उपलब्धि पर अत्यंत गर्व है यह सभा इस सफलता के लिए भारतीय अंतरिक्ष अनुसंधान संगठन के वैज्ञानिकों की टीम को बधाई देती है
President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first convocation of the AIIMS Deoghar in Jharkhand today. She will felicitate gold medalists and meritorious students during the convocation ceremony. The president will attend the 45th convocation of IIT ISM Dhanbad tomorrow, where she will felicitate 20 gold medalists, among others. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested a Delhi Development Authority, DDA, official in an alleged bribery case. In a statement, the CBI said the accused DDA official allegedly demanded a bribe of 50,000 rupees from the complainant for processing his application for the freehold of his shop. The agency said they caught the official red-handed while demanding 50,000 rupees and accepting a bribe of 20,000 rupees from the complainant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Shaheed Udham Singh on his martyrdom day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Shaheed Udham Singh was an immortal son of India. The Prime Minister said his patriotism and bravery will always remain a source of inspiration for the people of the country. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. A high-level meeting was held in this regard in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. In the meeting, Mr. Chauhan instructed officials to connect farmers at national, state, district and village levels with the program. The Dermatological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Rajasthan today. The Met Department predicted similar conditions over northeast India, including Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Parts of northwest India, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand, are expected to witness thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds during the next 2 to 3 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, erased early losses and were trading flat in afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex dipped slightly by 23 points to 81,459 and the NSE Nifty 50 fell marginally by 8 points to 24,847 when reports last came in. In cricket, India will look to level the 5-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.